with the lovely Keith Goody from a local amateur theatre group, Blackmore Players. Hi, Keith, how are you?
Hello, Georgia. Good to talk to you.
Are you all ready for Christmas now?
Well, sort of, yes. I'm a bit more relaxed now we've got our show out of the way.
Speaking of Christmas and everything, Blackmore Players, they've not let lockdown stop them during the lead-up to Christmas, have they? Tell us a little bit about your virtual Christmas production.
Well, we usually have a get-together just before Christmas, and in September time, I thought it'd be nice really to do something a bit Christmassy, you know, a bit humorous, and to do it online because I knew we wouldn't be able to get together. And so, you know, it's a long time since members were together, and I managed to persuade a few people, like John Riley, a long-time member, to direct a show, if I could find one. Then I suggested to the technically savvy, of course I'm not one of those, could we do a show online? And they just said, yeah, that's not a problem, because they're young, and of course nothing's a problem technically, is it? So I then had a long search for a suitable script and found one about the Nativity. That set the ball rolling. We got a cast recruited, we got a tech team together, and the costume ladies, Rose and Margaret, said, yeah, they could costume it. So the ball was well and truly rolling.
Amazing. Well, as I understand it, it's got a bit of a twist on the normal nativity, hasn't it?
Yes, it's. I found it quite delightful because it's all about the birth of Jesus. Actually, the date was moved, according to the script, and Angel Gabriel was a bit concerned, and he set up a project team to manage the events leading up to the birth of Jesus. That was all very well, except it was a bit of a young team. I think they weren't more than 1,000 years old, as angels go. And they were well-meaning, but some things didn't go quite right.
That sounds absolutely amazing. So you launched the show on YouTube. It came out on the 16th of December, but of course it is still available. Where can people find out more and, of course, watch it?
Yeah, yes, it's still available. It's on the YouTube Blackmore Players private site, but there you can get to the link if you go to the Blackmore Players Facebook page, where the link is published there, or just look for Blackmore Players on Twitter and you'll find the link there. There's a few more details about the show on the Blackmore Players website, which is blackmoreplayers.co.uk.
Amazing. And why was it so important to you and to everyone there that you produce something in the lead up to Christmas despite everything that's been going on?
Well, you know, we would normally have been up to our ears in rehearsing for our Christmas pantomime.
Yeah.
And of course, people were really missing being on stage, and we wanted people out there to know that we were still active, we were still, you know, about, and this was a great opportunity to bring people together and to publicise what we're doing.
Exactly. I think that's really important to keep everything going like that. Obviously, the pandemic, it's hit theatre in general very hard at the moment. What do you recommend to theatre fans wanting to support the industry, whether national or local? What can they do to support?
Well, I think it's very important to keep aware of what's going on. And I mean, personally, I'm on the mailing list for several of the big theatre companies, as well as other local groups. And I think it's, you know, if you could even create a separate email postbox and go on to mailing lists so you get all theatre news into one postbox. But it's basically you've got to keep looking on Facebook, social media, and, you know, on websites, get on mailing lists, get, you know, newsletters and whatever. And then as soon as stuff starts opening up again, support it. Come along and look and applaud and be entertained.
Absolutely. And of course, people can get involved in future performances, I assume. I know my mum and my auntie, they both performed with the Blackmore Players when they were young. How can people get involved if they want to in future performances?
Well, certainly on our Blackmore Players website, blackmoreplayers.co.uk, You can sign up for information, and that information is about shows, and there's also a mailing list for auditions. So you can keep in touch, and again on Facebook, our Facebook page and social media, we publicise when productions are coming up. If anybody wants to get involved in the local area, then by all means, we'd love to hear from you.
That sounds great. Now, obviously, a virtual show, getting back to the current performance that you've just released, it's a massive project. It's a very different project, and going virtual affects every aspect, I assume. For example, how did you get the group together in the first place? How did you practice and things like that?
Well, the first thing that went through my mind was to make sure that the author of the script was okay with what I had hoped we could do. So I contacted him. He happens to be in South Africa. And I wrote about how we planned to play it live on Zoom and have video inserts. And he was fine with that. We actually did virtually all the rehearsals. In fact, we did all the rehearsals on Zoom. And that included the nativity scenes, which were going to be videoed against green screen. It was a heck of a challenge, I must say. And we even had a local a man who he plays the church organ, a guy called John Hatt. He's a wonderful musician, and we've got him in video playing the church organ. So the vicar was kind enough to let us go in there with a camera, all socially distanced, of course, but it was mainly on Zoom. And our biggest fear, I must say, was failure of Wi-Fi.
Yeah, that is always a problem when everything goes all glitchy. And of course, in terms of production, not just with the Zoom stuff, completely different journey to go on to, you know, put together all those recordings and produce. Did you find that you actually developed some new skills maybe along the way?
Well, I certainly learned a lot. I think as a group, we learned an awful lot. And it was basically a case of there were one or two individuals out there there's a guy called Reese and there's another one called James who are technically so clever. But it was a question of it all being drawn together and working out the problems as we went to adapt. For example, Zoom is a business tool for meetings. It's not really a social medium. So we had to work with that. During the production, which was, as I say, a live broadcast, it was all being put together by Reese over three computer screens, patching in Zoom, the video clips, and the pre-recorded items. And he used little cloud sequences to cover the gaps.
Well, that all sounds very, very impressive. And I suppose that is the silver lining a little bit, you know, to look on the bright side. People are learning all these new skills. And also it's amazing to watch communities come together because it is probably a lot more work, but it's amazing to watch people overcome all the obstacles that the pandemic is providing. Hopefully we will be able to get back to normal at some point next year. Do you have any future productions planned for the new year?
Oh, we certainly do. I mean, we're all set up to do a play, which is All My Sons by Arthur Miller. That, I think, we will probably start rehearsing over Zoom, so watch the website, watch out for information. We then have, we also have a pantomime, Aladdin, lined up. Now, you know, maybe we might do a summer pantomime. You never know, because I think a lot of people have missed pantomimes.
Absolutely.
This year. And then later on, we'll be doing a musical, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. And that's one of the benefits of our group. We don't just focus on one type of entertainment. Mm. We do different types of show each time we go out to audience. So.
Well, that all sounds very exciting. Thanks so much for chatting with me today.
Well, I'm glad to have had the opportunity, and I hope people go along and find Blackmore Players and have a look at the production.
Absolutely. And one more time, in case people missed it, where can they go to find out more or watch the most recent show?
If they go on to the Blackmore Players Facebook page, the link is published there, and look for Blackmore Players on Twitter, and we do have the link published there as well.
Amazing. Thank you so much for chatting to me today, and Merry Christmas.
And to you too, and to all your listeners.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.